machlokas. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and so what's the case? The case is
that the brachos are the same. Correct? The brachos are the same. And therefore what?
You're only going to make one bracha to the
group. You're going to make one bracha to pater the group. So now the question is, which one should you use first? Correct? Mm-hmm. Which one should you use first? Because you have to choose something first. So what does the Chum say? Chum say you do the Chavav, your favorite. And Rabbi Yehuda says you use the Shiva Minim. And of course, within the Shiva Minim there's an order too. You don't have to worry about that. An order of the Pasuk. Yeah. Okay, so what do you say? What do you say? What's the machlokas over here? One second. And also, I don't know if you want to get into this now, but in other words, the basic concept that one bracha will work for the whole group, right? How does that work? I mean, it's not necessary for this. Yeah, we could take it up another time. But I don't know if you were thinking about it. Someone had an idea on it.
Yeah. Approach for that.
Yeah.
It's not like, because we're saying that you're making the bracha on the one object.
Right.
So it's not that you're making a bracha and then the bracha is like counting both them. Really, you're making a bracha and you're giving a shevach on this one object.
Okay. But so why aren't I chayav to give a shevach on the next object?
But since the next object is part of the same category, say,
okay,
of the other one, so since you've already been a mishabeach of this type of entity,
okay,
so then you're considered like a bar hachiyah jevach, and you're not chayav anymore to give a jevach on this entity.
Well, like you said before, what if you have if you had like another orange that you didn't have intention
for.
Right,
yeah. Okay, so in other words, it would seem that I think what you're trying to say is that they're all considered, all the fruits that you had in mind, okay, are considered one activity, one achila. It's achilas peros, let's say. It's all achila. It's achilas peros. It's one inyan. Now, I can ask a more basic question. How come every bite you don't have to make a bracha? Right? How come every bite you don't make a bracha? So it must be that you're chayav, you're only chayav at the beginning of the activity. At the beginning of one of the activity of achila. Now, what you're saying is, and this is the point that you know someone could argue with, is that you don't say that it's eating apples and eating oranges, because then they would be distinct, right? It's achilas peros. So now, when I'm sitting down for many peros, I'm really starting one activity of achila. It's one kvius of achilas peros. Right? So I have to pick one that will be the tchila. And whichever one I make the bracha on, that'll be the bracha for the whole kvius. Right?
Again, how does that exclude the peros that you didn't have in mind, given that it's a chilas peros?
No, because it's a kvias of the extent of the maisa goes by your das. It's not a natural idea.
The category of chilas peros.
But if I go to a bar pri adam next, that's a different involvement. All right, that's good. That's a good basic idea. I mean, it is something that needs to be explained. But, so then you'll say one bracha, the bracha, whichever one I make the bracha on first, that will pater all the others. That will potter all the others, because everything else will be subsumed under is all subsumed under one kviyas, but only the first one will have the only the first entity will have the bracha on it as an entity. Everything else will just be subsumed under all the others. There's no new chi of bracha because it's all the same continuous activity. We can think about it a little more. We could try to think about it a little more. But anyway, definitely one bracha is going to relate. The bracha is going to relate directly to one object, and everything else will be putter through it. Right? Okay. So what's the machlokas? Which one should you choose? What's the machlokas? Yeah.
I could say I don't have a divine. I could just give like an approach, but I mean, it seems that the reason that I can't formulate, but that they both agree that you should choose the greater entity.
Okay.
Something the better entity than, you know, if you have two, the best one.
Okay.
But they're arguing which framework of greater.
Okay.
I mean, other than is man's framework, or you know what he personally views as greater, and the other is. I don't know if I want to say an objective framework, but it's a framework that the Torah uses as choosing like these specific things as being greater. You know, Eretz Torah.
Okay.
Something along those lines is that basically, because you're in a situation where you have to, where you're putter on all the rest of the eros, so you have to select one of them to be Meshaveach on that one, right?
Right.
So the fact that you have to select, so that affords you an opportunity to give a greater Shavach, because you're saying that I'm going to, by selecting this one, you're saying this is the one that's going to receive the Shevach, that's right to get the Shevach, right? So everyone agrees there's an opportunity for a greater Shevach, but so the machlokas is that Rabbi Yehuda holds you go...
One second, let's just slow down. What do you mean a greater Shevach? What do you mean? Were you saying greater Shevach? What, I thought that was sounding new to me.
Yeah,
so what do you mean by a greater Shevach?
I'm saying I need to explain both sides. Okay. Do a little clearer. So you have all these taros in front of you, right? But one of them is one of the shiva minim, right?
Okay.
So Rabbi Yehuda holds that now that you have to select one of them, and that's gonna give you an opportunity for another type of shevach, right? So you have to be mishabeach on another system of the idea of the taros of Eretz Yisrael. They recognize that there's just the Bria Balma that's your Chayv and Shevach on.
Right.
But now there's a new idea here of the Peros that like Eretz Yisrael is Meshuvach through. But the Chachamim say that no, that you have to be that the determination of the selection in terms of the Shevach has to be in the realm of Achila. What is the fact that these are the Peros of Eretz Yisrael, that has nothing to do with Achila in general. And in Achila in general he's saying that the idea of a favorite, that you have something that's chaviv, so that shows you a deeper idea in terms of Achila, that it's not just that, you know, that there are things that sustain you, and it's not just that there's manah, even that's a deeper idea, but there's something further, which is the fact that the idea that you have like a favorite of Eros, that reflects that there are like many different facets of Achila, many different facets of Adam that Achila satisfies. And he's saying that's why it can't just be the one that you want now, because that doesn't reflect anything deeper than just the idea that's a general idea. Kevin Dinan at Sarah Lavar. Okay, so it happens to be right now you want this one. That's not a deeper idea, but the fact that there's like a fixed thing that you have a certain, we couldn't define exactly, that you have like a certain relationship of a favorite. So that shows that there's like many different facets of Adam that Achila satisfies. But the basic thing is that the fact that you're selecting, that gives you an opportunity to give a greater Sheva, but does it have to be still in the realm of Achila, or can it even be on like the idea of the Peros of Eretz Yisrael?
Okay, that's an interesting idea in Chaviv, he's saying.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And everybody agrees that if there's no Shiva meaning, you go by Chaviv. That's what,
right
in the Russia, or, did he say that? Oh, Rabbi Yonah. Well, Ram is totally off the charts. Ram's off the charts. But what the Torah mentioned there, right? That if there's no one of the Shiva Minim, then you definitely do Chaviv too. Yeah, what's my...
I just don't understand what exactly, like, what's the deeper idea in Chavah. Like, what do you mean the different facets of it? I just don't understand.
I'm trying to say, like, the fact that phenomenon exists, that Adam can have, like, a food that in the realm of his achila, this thing stands apart from everything else. I couldn't find it exactly, but that shows that there's a deeper idea that, like, that the fact that there's something in him that determines that this is his favorite shows that it's not just like just a purely physical, like a hanas aguf, but there's really like a deeper psychological thing that this thing always, you know, stands out as his favorite.
What about
so it's, in other words, it's a greater shabbat because now you're reflecting or you're expressing the fact that how closely related the bria is to like Adam's needs and how many parts of Adam it satisfies.
What about your desire now?
That's not a deeper idea. That's just the regular idea that since there's hana, so you're chayav to be mivarech. But the fact that you want this one as opposed to that one, that's just a temporary thing.
Your desire now is that you want this one as opposed to that one.
I'm saying that's not a deeper idea. That's just circumstantial expression of the fact that there is hana in achila. Yeah, there's hana in achila. For some reason, right now, happens to be I want hana through this one. Okay, fine. That's not a deeper idea of like a fixed thing of a tadir. That you have a relationship with like a favorite.
He's saying the fact that you can have a favorite is itself a type of sheva.
it's a different eating your favorite fruit is a different pleasure than just the
that's not what he's saying.
The fact that you have it means that there's
the fact that you have it
thing in Achila
shows you that the world was designed in a way that every person could find a particular thing that they a certain chachma in the Bria that everybody's different and everybody can relate to something in a way of chavav. There's a certain it's like it's not a one size fits all type of thing. Everybody it's very varied and every person is different, but yet they can each find something in the world in the realm of achila that they relate to in the same way as a favorite. It's not like one size fits all. And 90% of the people are not satisfied with the size.
You know the machlokas about what chavav means, chavav now or like at this moment or
who says that?
I think it's machlokas in the Aharon. It's chavav now or chavav like Levi is saying. It's always chavav.
The Rishonim, everybody agrees. Chavav means unless you're going to learn the Rambam differently. Unless you're going to learn the Rambam to mean chavav that way. But right now, according to all the Rishonim in on the daf and in the back, chavav means the same thing. Yes.
It seems like you changed the question when you said that
Rabbi
Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda maintains that chavav does exist, just not in the case of Sheva Minim, then the question isn't do you hold Sheva Minim or chavav. The question is do you hold Sheva Minim or not. Because he does hold by chavav, just not in that situation. It's just that sheva minim has an existence to
no,
him, and the
why should
he doesn't.
The question according to Rabbi Yehuda is why should sheva minim trump chavav? If he holds from chavav too, why is it beat it out?
And the chavav seem to say that it just doesn't do anything. So
right. But one second. But let's get down to the main point here. So Levi is saying that what that the machlokas is. That the idea is what? To pick the better Sheva? To start out with the better, to make the bracha in the best possible way. In other words, I can make this Bari Priya 8 on 5 different fruits. But on one of them, it'll have a greater kiyum because it'll be expressing an idea, another idea with it. And Rabbi Yehuda and Chama arguing, what's the other idea that should be expressed? Is it that in nature every individual can be satisfied? an idea in achila, or something else that? By the way, Eretz Yisrael has great fruits.
We have an idea just for that.
I mean, Rabbi Yehuda sounds like kind of falls flat, you know.
We have an idea for that.
Because it's not really an achila. Like
yeah. What?
It is a technical question. This could just be the question, but like, how exactly are these ideas expressed in Sheva? I mean, you're not
to you, to you internally. You have a certain greater recognition. the bracha comes together with a certain.
No, but they're stressed on you picking that one as opposed to the other ones. You picking up one of the shemini as opposed to.
No, it's some idea is going to come to mind when you pick up one of the fruit, and which idea are you supposed to focus on? It's part limud, this mishnah. Yeah.
For Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, it seems to be like you're saying like here you have the, usually you just have the fruit and you reflect on the hashgacha.
Oh, you want to answer Rabbi Yehuda?
Just to supplement that idea, yeah. You have the fruit and
we don't need to supplement that idea. We need a new idea. Good.
Somebody can use this for a new idea also.
Good.
And ordinarily you're making a shavach on the bria, right? But here you have the opportunity through your choice, right, to reflect on a different aspect of the hashgacha that's expressed in this thing, which is hashgacha on Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
You know what I mean? Meaning you're expanding the scope of the hashgacha that you're calling to mind when you make the shavach. Yeah. Meaning in that sense, it's true, it's not in the realm of achila, but in terms of this entity, brings to mind, you know, not just the hashgacha in terms of the bria, but greater hashgacha as well.
Right, but it does seem outside of the realm of this bracha. I mean, it does seem outside.
Well, I can't say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that what you're relating to in the Shavuot is that there's like some type of kvias here.
Yeah, what do you mean?
That, like, usually, like, we're involved in achila, and now there's you can just have like achila of regular fruits, or you can have some type of the bracha achrona is it shows that there's some type of
you mean a different type of achila
here. Yeah, it's a different type of achila, so you're gonna take the
it's a more chashuv type of achila.
I want to stay with chashuv.
But you can indulge.
I mean, let's I like what you're saying, lady, but let's see. In other words, what's really the question over here? Maybe we could phrase the question a little differently. That based on what we were saying initially, you're faced with many fruits, right? You're faced with many fruits, and you're going to have to make a bracha on one. So what does that one become? In other words, now what you have is you have a situation where out of a group of fruits you're going to have to take one, and that's going to be the exemplar. That's going to be the representative of the whole achila. You understand? This is the fruit of the fruits. Right? In other words, I'm engaging in a maisa achila, and I'm representing it by one. It's going to be the representative of this class. It's going to be the representative of this maisa that I'm engaging in. So you're saying an interesting idea, but I'm saying something a little different. I mean, I like what you're saying, but let's just think this through for a minute. In other words, what I'm saying is a little different, that it's a question of not so much the bracha, but which one should represent the class. So the Rabbanan say it goes by the one that is chaviv, meaning what? The one that is to you the highest form of the class should be the one that is koveya the whole class. In other words, you're going to have to choose one fruit to be the representative. So which should it be? It should be the one that to you has the highest idea of achilas peros. Now maybe your idea works in with that. I'm just going to have to think it through. But Rabbi Yehuda says something interesting. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's true. That's true, he says. That really you're involved in achila. and the one that to you has the greatest shame, ochel, should be the one that goes first. But he says like this, he says, the problem is that to take one and use it to potter the other ones, that involves a comparison between different minim. Now you have to say, this min represents the other minim. This is the min that's going to be the representative of this whole class of minim. It says, once you've already... And that's an idea, not in achila anymore. Mamela, you're going to say, this min is going to potter the other minim. That's now you're entering into an objective classification. You know what I'm saying? He says, but we already have in the Torah an idea of minim, that certain minim are considered more chashiv than other minim, that you have from the pasuk. In other words, what happens here is an unusual thing, that two frameworks really are coming together. That in terms of achila, the bracha should be on the greatest ochel. To you, what's the greatest ochel? That's the one that the bracha should be on. That's the one that objectively, to you, represents the higher form of achila. But the nature of this activity is going to now pit minim against each other, and one will memela emerge as the superior min. Says that's different. That's a different question already. Now it's not a question of you. Now it's not just a question of what you like to eat. Now you're making a statement about the minim. Says, but that's, we already have an objective idea of what min is considered more kosher. In other words, in order to, the inyan is achila, and says, but the mechanism of the bracha is going to work that one min will potter the other minim. So that's the question with the Chachamim and Rabbi Huda. When the inyan and the mechayev is achila, so the Chachamim say the whole kviyas goes by achila. But Rabbi Huda says it's true, the inyan and the chiyav is achila, but the mechanism is going to be one min is going to potter another min. Once you're in the realm of minim, once you're in the realm of comparing minim, you must use the comparison that the Torah already ordained.
Whereas
the Chachamim say, that's the mechanism. The whole idea is achila. You know, it's a funny kind of a situation where the whole concept and the mechayev and the situation is achila, but the mechanism is a mechanism of this min will pater that min. Because each min really is chayev in a bracha. The only thing is, since it's all part of one achila, one min will pater the other min. So Rabbi Yehuda says, once you're in the realm of comparing minim, you must use the comparison of the minim in the Torah. And the Chum say, that's just accidentally I'm involved in comparing the minim. Essentially, I'm involved in achila. It's just the halachic mechanism of bracha is going to use this idea of comparing the minim. So but the whole hisaskuk of the gavra is really only involved in achila.
Therefore, you don't have to go to the Torah's thing?
Therefore, you don't have to. You only go to the Torah's thing when there's
an
idea of, and there's nothing like that. I mean, that would only be if you had no favorite fruit, let's say. And one of them is the shivaminim.
You never tried either one.
Right. But I would say an example would be that, maybe a bit of another
thing. What do you mean comparing? Like, what? I don't understand the word comparing. What are you comparing?
And that as a mechanism, that whole phrase.
In other words, let me put it this way. Let's say you have a class of students. A class of students, right? So you could say that the teacher has a favorite. Right? So to him, that's his favorite student. Right? But if you were given the task of picking the valedictorian, meaning the one that by definition will represent the entire class, he can't just go by his favorite. That's a different activity already. If you say to him, in terms of teaching and everything, who's his favorite student, mean the one that to him is most in sync with his style of teaching and gets what he's saying, whatever it is, right? So that he could say is my favorite student. And that would be like the Chachamim. They say, that's your whole question here. You have to engage in the achila that to you is the greatest achila. Right? But Rabbi Yehuda says, but 1 minute, once you pick one, that's like saying this is the best of the group. Now you're involved in being koveya one to represent the whole group. That's an objective thing.
That is
thing.
In fact what you're doing, because
that's an objective thing.
The
Rabbanan say that's just technically how the patur of the bracha works. It'll work through this one to the others, but that's not what I'm involved in. I'm not involved in making a valedictorian.
The objective is which one is going to be the greatest in terms of your achila. So
that's right. The objective is in terms of achila, but the mechanism will employ a trickle down of the main one will potter the other ones, and then mamela it'll be held up of this group as the min of the minim.
And
Rehusa says doesn't matter what the objective is. Once that mechanism is employed, you're doing it, and you have to use the objective system of stuff. But if there each one gets a separate bracha, this question is completely obviated. Right? That's why Rabbi Yehuda says, of course, if they're two separate brachas, there's no question, because then you're not employing that mechanism at all.
So, when in the case when you don't have one of the Shevaminim, the reason Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim is because...
Because he agrees that's what the start is. He only holds that the mechanism will divert it to an objective system. But if there's,
no objective system, so you're still really diverting something, there's just nothing to divert
it to. That's
right,
exactly.
Uh-huh.
So then you're not diverting anything.
You're saying that you might be able to work that in with what Levi was saying? I mean, it seems like what you're saying is...
See, I think what Levi is saying has a different place. See, the question now is, I don't know if you saw it now. Now there's another question. Another machlokas in the Rishonim. What do you do when they're different brachos? Right? Rashi, well, we don't know Rashi. I personally, it's hard to know what Rashi really holds. But the Rush in the beginning, right, when he's quoting the Gaonim, so he says, the Gaonim say that everybody holds from Chavim. Right? In other words, if the Brachos are different, then obviously you have to do the Chavim. Right? Meaning there still is a din of which one comes first.
Even if the Brachos are different?
That's right. But everybody holds it's chaviv. No, they hold it when it says varachazev, chazem varachazev means chaviv.
So what does the Gemara mean when it says that the machlokas is only when they have brachos?
Because no machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda is modeh that when the brachos are different, he's modeh to the chavim when the brachos are different. They're learning like this, that there's two cases, when the brachos are the same and when the brachos are different. When the brachos are the same, there's a machlokas. But when they're different, Rabbi Yehuda is modeh to the chachamim. That in that case you go by chavim.
But you still have the objective system. I don't understand. Why? How does the fact that there's two brachos involved change?
Oh no, because you don't have the objective system because you're not saying one is going to pot to the other now. Since they each need a bracha, one's not going to pot to the other.
Oh, I see.
That doesn't really work for the way you're explaining it, then.
What?
That doesn't really.
No, it does not work.
No.
So, but the Rush in the end disagrees, right? The Rush in the end says, I don't understand the whole inyan of chavim. Saying if one is not going to be, if you're not choosing, see the real problem is like this. How do you have an order? How do you have an order if there's no greater system? In other words, order is a good idea when you have when there's one involvement, right? And there's a question of there's one greater involvement, the question of which thing comes first. So then they, since they're in one greater framework, they will always exist in reference to each other as first versus second. Right? In other words, let's say you have Avodas Zayom, Seder and Yom HaKippurim. So it's one mitzvah, Avodas Zayom. So there's a unifying idea. Now the question is, which one comes first? But they will agree, they will exist in a relationship to each other by virtue of the fact that they're in one process. But if I eat an apple today and I ate an orange yesterday, there's no first or second. I mean, they don't relate to each other in any way. Now I want an apple, then I want an orange. What's the first and the second? They're totally unrelated. It's like eating an apple and riding a bicycle. They don't exist together. There's not one unifying thing. We'll say, well, this activity must precede that activity.
That'd be true even if you're about to do them at the same time.
Yeah. There's nothing. They're completely. Each one is a separate machayev and a separate akiyam. Now, if it's one mitzvah, I can say, well, in this mitzvah, how do I act? How do I fulfill the mitzvah? What comes first in the mitzvah? What comes second in the mitzvah? But if I'm eating an apple and then I'm eating a carrot, I'm sorry. What's the first? What, when I eat a carrot, you first have to eat an apple. In what? In eating a carrot? I mean, they're two separate activities. They're completely distinct. You can only have first and second. First and second is an idea of relationship. But what's relating the two? What is relating the two?
So when the Gaonim said the Chaviv does dictate an order.
So that's what the Rush says. The Rush says, what do you mean Kedima? Kedima means Isaac. Now what's Kedima is, I have two things on me now. Right? I have two things upon me now. Simultaneously, I have two chiyuvim. What do I do first? Then I have kedima. Right? You have a mitzvah. A mitzvah of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Avodas Yom HaKippurim has a lot of things. So now I have to know, what's first? What's second? What's third? But when I have an apple and a carrot, it's not like I have imposed upon me two things. I must choose one first. No, I don't have to eat the apple, I don't have to eat the orange, I don't have to eat the carrot, I don't have to do anything. Right? If I'm gonna sit down to a fruit, to a bowl of fruit, right, and one will by definition potter the others, that's itself a relationship. That itself is demanding a relationship, and in one entity, one concept of pottering one bracha pottering them all, it demands a first. Because it's one bracha going to cover every single thing. So it's unification. But if I have a fruit and a vegetable, it's not like I have two things upon me now and I must choose one first. There's no order. Nothing's upon me. There's nothing putting them together.
Would you say that if you had two halachic chiyuvim, two chiyuvim to eat something because of mitzvah, I don't know, on the time Pesach, whatever, that would create...
Yes, then you have mitzvah, then you have rules. Different rules.
Because then there would be a relationship between...
That's right. If a gavra has two things upon him, he has to know how to do it first. He has to know what comes first. Right? What comes first. So if I'm using one fruit to potter all the others, that, by definition, one is going to have to be the... I'm going to have to make a selection within this chiyuv of bracha on all the fruits, one of them will have to be selected. But there's nothing here that's forcing me to make an order at all. An apple and a carrot? What? There's no rule like that. There's nothing, there's no inyan that I can say I have an order in. I have an order in what? In my life from the moment I'm born until the day I die? I mean, that's...
What are they going on?
So that's the Rush. Let's just be happy 1 minute for the Rush. So that's what the Rush says. That there's no order at all. There's no idea. There's no concept of order. There's no concept of order at all. I have a Tznon and a Zayas. In what? Can you tell me one activity that I can say I have an order in? No, the two completely separate activities. It can't be an order in two completely distinct things.
What did you say, Achila?
Yeah. Achila?
Because it's not
having what you want, and then you're having what you don't want.
But they aren't
in some
sense. I mean, maybe you could say that. Maybe you could say that. But then you get stuck. Then you get stuck. Then why doesn't Rebbe Yehuda have this idea over here of Shiva Minim? See, you could say that according to the next Mandamer who holds they argue even when the Minim are different, even when the Brachas are different. But not here. Can't say that here. Because then you get stuck. The more you try to make them into one unit, then Rebbe Yehuda should really hold fully with his Shita. But somehow he comes out with a half Shita. Right? So that, I think, Levi's idea is appropriate. That although there's no order, one min to the other. You see, the Rosh's Lashon is beautiful, the way he expresses this, what we're saying now. And he says that there's no idea of order. He says, V'li nira, what's his question? He says, I told you to skip his question, but Vim Tomar, he says, Maishna de la Rebbe Yehuda, by the Yud, Kisha birchoson shova tzarech lachtim shiva aminim, ukshem birchoson shova ain tzarech lachtim. So why is it? So he says, V'yesh lomar devadai kisha birchoson shova, right? Dibibrocha ha'achas poteres chavero, oz mistaver levorachal shivas aminim. So he says, when the brachas are the same, and one bracha is going to pater its friend, then it makes sense to make a bracha on the Shivas Aminim. The liftor is a sheni, because now you can have one part of the other. Oval kishetzorach levaracha kol echad ve'echad lo shaychi leze lo ze klal. They're not related to each other. There's no shaychas from one to the other. Kevin shetzorach levaracha la sheni achar achilas harishon. Since you have to, there has to be a sheni after the rishon, there's no shaychas, you have to make two brachas. Hilchach al eizem mehen sheyirtze yivorech tchila. Hilchach im yivir lefam shnei minim vein bohem mishivas aminim kamo estrog v'tapuach yivorech al achav tchila. But then he goes back to chav. Mekuli alma kevin shebrachosayim shavas. Oh, that's if the brachos are the same, right? V'im yeish bohem min sheva kaimelon k'reb Yehuda dama mishneva odif v'yivorech alav afal pi shehach achav lo v'im yeish lefonav bori priya eitz v'shehakol. That's the separate question. Now it's like this. When you have two brachos, it doesn't say, and the chaviv is more important. Alma, filu echad mehen chaviv yochol varach al hasheni. Kevin shtarach varach al hasheni, achar chilas harishon. Ein adifas b'chaviv, mishim blo shaychi zel hazeh. Klal! There's no relationship. You can't have a relative existence when there's no relationship. That's the definition of relative existence. It's a relative definition. It is a related definition, like master slave. You can't say two people are completely unrelated, but they exist as master slave. That's the very definition of master slave. It's a relationship. So order is also a relationship. First and second is also a relationship. A relationship of what? They're totally unrelated, right? So what's the idea though of the Gaonim that say you do the Chavav first? See, that I think is what Levi is saying is true, is that they say like this. They say it's true that there's no relationship and there's no order, and you can't say one is preceding the other in terms of order of the fruits or order of the vegetables. But they say you are faced now with two types of Shevach, and one of them does reflect an idea to you of a greater Shevach in the realm of Achila. That's a greater Shevach. Similar to what the Rush said earlier, which we have to go back over, that when you have an Adama and a Shehakol, you do the Adama first. Right? You saw that in the Rush? Because that's a greater Shevach. So the Rush, the other Rishonim hold that it's not an order, it's a mistake. If you think, when they say that Rabbi Yehuda is mode to the Chachamim, that it's Chaviv first, it's not the idea of Chaviv first that was when the Brachas were the same. Because then why would Rabbi Yehuda abandon his idea? If it's the same thing. It's a different idea. They're mode to the Halacha, he's mode to the Halacha. That if you have a greater, this is a greater opportunity for shevach. The shevach here is greater than there, because since you are attached to this as your chaviv, it's a greater form of shevach. Not that it's an order of the fruits. It's just when the gavra is faced with two opportunities of shevach simultaneously, the opportunities, nachilim, he should choose the one that's more that expresses.
That's why Rabbi Yehuda abandons his idea, because you're not involved in comparison of.
That's right. That's right.
Are you saying that? I'm just trying to. You're saying the greater form of shevach is what Levi was saying about the favorite.
I it's a good idea. I don't know. I'm not saying necessarily.
Okay, I just didn't.
I think it's a good idea. I would take it.